From High to Low, Part 1. Wanda, Margaret, and Jenny, said Miss Davison, you are the design team responsible for creating t-shirts for our class to wear at the science fair. Wanda and Margaret immediately looked at each other with eyes almost popping out of their heads. It was the job everyone in the class wanted. I can't believe it, cheered Margaret. She and Wanda started giggling and whispering about ideas as Miss Davison continued. Be sure to include our school colors, our eagle mascot, and our school name. But only Jenny, who was on the other side of the room, heard what the teacher had said. After all the teams received their assignments, Miss Davison allowed a few minutes for discussion. We should schedule a meeting, said Jenny. Let's go to my house on Thursday after school, said Margaret. We can meet until Wanda and I have to leave for soccer practice. Wanda and Margaret lived close to the school, but Jenny lived a mile away. I won't have a ride home after 5 o'clock, said Jenny. My mom leaves for work then, and we only have one car right now. Can't you just walk home? Asked Wanda. Well, I guess, said Jenny. So what color should the t-shirts be? Asked Margaret. We need to think about what light blue and white will look like on them, since those are the school colors, said Jenny. I was thinking a bright orange or yellow would be a good color because everyone would notice us, said Margaret, that we're proud to be from Eastern Middle School. Do you think school colors would look good on the background? Asked Jenny. Or we could just have an eagle and the words Eastern Eagles, said Wanda. But Miss Davison said we need our school colors on the shirts, said Jenny. No, she didn't. She just mentioned the eagle, I think, said Margaret. Jenny quietly stated once more, I know she said we needed the school colors. But Wanda and Margaret ignored her comments.